and the annual Mummers Festival starts today. But like many 2020 events, it's a bit different this year. Lynn McShane is the executive director of the festival. She is the head mummer in charge, and she's with us now. Hello, Lynn.
Good morning, Heather. Thank you for having me on air.
Oh, well, I'm happy to have you. And oftentimes we have you in the studio all rigged up.
We do, yes. I'll have you know I'm sitting here with my lace curtain over my face, wearing a lampshade and my bra on my outside.
Well, how do I know it's really you then?
Well, that's you're just going to have to trust the head mummer in charge.
So what is the festival going to look like this year?
This year our festival is it's going to look different but the same in a lot of ways. We have 2 weeks of jam-packed activities lined up. We have an incredible lineup this year. Our theme this year is the art of mummering, and we're reaching out and working with many local artists and artisans and storytellers, musicians. We even have a chainsaw artist.
What?
And so, yeah, a chainsaw artist. And so we're exploring all the ways that artists incorporate mummers and the mummering tradition into their work. And so we're really very excited about that. However, because of COVID and all the restrictions in place, the vast majority of our events will be going virtual this year. So from today, November 28th to December 12th, people can join us online for all those activities. They'll be broadcast by Zoom as well as Facebook Live. And we have talks, we have concerts, we have artist panels. We have our popular workshops that we'll be offering, but in a live capacity, or with a live facilitator in a virtual setting. And we're just very excited about everything that we've got on the go.
Like, for example, today you have a virtual ugly stick workshop.
We do. We're kicking off the festival today, and we're actually going to be broadcasting out of the Kittyvitty Village Plantation, which we're very excited about. It's kind of a natural partnership given our theme this year, so we're very happy to be working amidst all the artists and artisans down there. And so, yes, we have our facilitator and former head mummer in charge, Ryan Davis, who will be delivering that ugly stick workshop live on air. And we're just super excited about that. We're hoping that lots of people are going to join in. We've got lots of registrations. But the great thing, Heather, is that people can join us from wherever they are this year. It doesn't matter if you're here in Fogo or you're out in Fort Mac or you're all the way over in Fiji. You can actually, you know, join in and follow along and participate in the Mummers Festival this year.
Because I know normally the Mummers Festival is based here in St. John's and you'll have people in the St. John's area taking part. But do you have a sense of whether people from further afield are signing up for the virtual events?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got lots of people, of course, across Canada. I've got people in Pennsylvania. I've got people in California. I've got people over in the UK and Ireland. One of our sessions actually is a husband and wife duo, Aileen Lambert and Michael Fortune from Wexford County.
Oh, we know them well here at Weekend AM. Yeah.
Yes, they're wonderful. And so they're going to be zooming in and we're going to be having a chat with them about the mummering traditions in Wexford County. And so we're really glad to have that connection involved this year. And so we've got, like you say, lots of people from Ireland interested. Yeah, they're from everywhere, which is just wonderful, wonderful to see.
Are they people with connections with Newfoundland and Labrador, or are they just kind of curious?
I think there's a combination of both. Certainly, the connection to Newfoundland is really strong, and word of mouth, of course, spreading it among family and friends is really helping. But I think people are, you know, we have a fairly large following on social media channels, and I think it just kind of spreads. Mm-hmm. And people are just who isn't curious about somebody wearing, you know, a lampshade on their head and their underwear outside, their clothes? So I think people just kind of get, they start to read about us on our website and are curious, and then they're just participating. And so that's just super. And I've also, you know, heard from people who have similar type traditions. They're sent dropping us notes. There was a lady actually sent me a message this morning and she's working on a project in Ireland called the Day of the Straws. And so it's just a really kind of awesome way to connect and see that tradition kind of, you know, weave its charm around people from all over the world in a lot of ways.
Wow. Now, I know that normally the big event is the Mummers Parade.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, it's kind of like a bit of a day of things. You have your rig up at a designated location, and then there's this massive parade through the center of St. John's, and then a scuff and a scoff afterwards. How are you handling that this year?
Yes, that of course, the not being able to host our annual Mummers Parade is of course the saddest part for the Mummers Festival crew and for a lot of other people as well. You know, we normally have a cast of thousands, as you say, marching through the streets of St. John's. This year we do have to go virtual with that, unfortunately. And so on Parade Day, December 12th, the board of directors and I will gather and we'll do a live kind of broadcast of a virtual rig up, and there we'll be offering some tips and, you know, ideas about how you can rig up in your own Mummers gear. And then at 2 p.m., we are going to broadcast our virtual Mummers parade. And so now is my opportunity to tell people who are listening, get your submissions in for our virtual Mummers parade. We're asking for video clips of about 30 seconds long of you and your closest bubble rigged up in your wildest mummer gear and marching about, doing your best mummer antics. Film it on your phone and send it in to us, and we will create a one large video montage that we're going to broadcast at 2 p.m. And then after the parade is over, we will actually feature a performance by the Mummers and the Poppers. We've pre-recorded that in a safe environment, and so we're going to be showing the Mummers and Poppers doing their best singing and playing, and it's going to be a lovely virtual scuff and scoff to end off the parade day.
Okay, well, you know something? You're making, I guess, a mummery lemonade out of a situation here with all
we
this
sure
is going
are.
On.
COVID-19 is not going to keep a crowd of determined mummers down. It's not going to happen. So.
well, there is some important things to remember, though, for everyone listening who likes to normally take part in the Mummers Parade. There's a bit of a deadline, as you said. So you don't necessarily do your Mummers Parade on December 12th in your safe bubble, but you really need to get that done beforehand, right?
Yes, we're calling for a deadline of about December 1st, December 2nd, and we need that time to be able to create the best video we can, of course. So it doesn't take long to create a video montage. Get up there in your nan's closet and haul out whatever comes out. That's what we did when we were growing up. Rig up, get your phone out, march around. Get it in through mummersfestival.ca and our WeTransfer link, and you know, Bob's your uncle is done. So we're looking for that over the next few days, and hoping we're going to get lots of participation.
All right. So note to everyone out there, as soon as Weekend AM is over this morning, you got to go to Nan's closet and see what's there, because there's a few days to get this together.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, I mean, hopefully at some point in the future, you'll be able to get back to in-person events. But how are things going with the virtual part of it this year? Do you anticipate to be continuing with virtual projects after this?
I think so. You know, the good part about all of this is seeing the interest, Heather, in where we can, you know, take the tradition, take our festival. And that's kind of the fun part and the joyful part about this, is that so many people from so many places are really eagerly looking forward to this. So I think, yes, you know, absolutely, we want to go back to our normal in-person ways next year. You know, fingers crossed that will happen. But I think we will definitely continue on with the virtual part because it's so easy. You know, if I don't fool up the technology over the next 2 weeks too badly, we will definitely bring back the virtual component next year.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lynn, for telling us all about it. And like Lynn's been saying, all the details are at mummersfestival.ca. And yes, so I can envision you there, Lynn, with your tablecloth and the 42 brass. So good on you. You are ready to do your virtual Mummers Parade.
I'm all ready. Ugly stick in hand, coffee in the other hand. And we're going to launch that 12th annual Mummers Festival afternoon at the Kitty Vitty Village Plantation. We hope to see lots of people, and we hope to see lots of participation online.
Okay. Thanks so much, Lynn.
Thank you, Heather. Joy to be here.
That's Lynn McShane. She is the executive director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Mummers Festival, the head mummer, if you will. Starts today, runs until December 12th. You've got the next few days to get your virtual rig up and virtual mummers parade recorded and sent to the crowd. For more details on that and more details on the events you can take part in, just check out mummersfestival.ca.